KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies now and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that at around 2:30 this morning, the Fremont County K-9 unit made an arrest in the 500 block of Main Street in Tabor. 46-year-old Brandon Vanderpool of Tabor was arrested on valid warrants out of Mills County. Vanderpool was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and later transferred to the Mills County Jail with charges of intimidation with a dangerous weapon, unlawful possession of prescription medication, and harassment in the first degree. His cash-only bond was set at $8,600. Fremont County deputies were assisted by the Tabor Police. Red Oak Police report a man was arrested Thursday afternoon on a Clark County warrant for failure to appear in court on a public intoxication third or subsequent offense charge. 58-year-old Dennis Edward Elliott of Red Oak was arrested just before 4 p.m. in the 100 block of West Reed Street in Red Oak, and he was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers yesterday said there had been some developments in the investigation surrounding the two students who absconded from the Clarinda Academy last Friday afternoon. Brothers said that Wednesday evening, officers received a report that a red 1992 Chevy K3500 pickup had been stolen from a residence in the 1300 block of North 12th Street. The owner of the vehicle had last seen the vehicle around 10 a.m. last Friday and noticed the truck missing the afternoon of August the 1st. Officers learned that the truck had been observed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is home of one of the Clarinda Academy students who was missing. Officers are working with the Minneapolis Police Department to locate the students. The truck was recovered Thursday morning in Richfield, Minnesota, by their police department. The incident remains under investigation. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests occurred Wednesday. At around 10:30 p.m., 54-year-old Kelly Adamson of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Adamson was later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 2:15 p.m. Wednesday, 23-year-old Dakota Brown of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the first degree. Brown was being held in the jail on a $10,000 cash-only bond. Authorities said also that two citizens reported incidents of theft. A resident of the 600 block of North Maple Street in Creston told police that sometime between Tuesday and 4:45 p.m. Wednesday, someone took about a half a tank of gasoline from his SUV while it was parked outside the residence. The loss was estimated at $20. And a person living in the 500 block of West Irving Street in Creston reported the passenger side window of his 2009 Ford truck was broken while it was parked near the residence. The incident happened sometime between 10:30 p.m. Tuesday and 10:30 p.m. Wednesday. The damage was estimated at $200. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 35-year-old Andrew James Eric and 25-year-old Shelby Lynn Renee Fichter, both of Glenwood, had been arrested Wednesday afternoon on burglary and theft charges. They were taken into custody at around 3:45 p.m. on Gingery Lane for burglary in the third and theft in the third degrees. Bonds for both subjects was set at $7,000 each. Iowans can save some money if they're doing some back-to-school shopping this weekend or for themselves if they don't have kids. With the annual sales tax holiday, John Fuller, spokesman for the Iowa Department of Revenue, says this is the 20th year for the holiday, which runs today and tomorrow.
A couple of things to keep in mind are it basically covers clothing and footwear that are less than $100. So if you buy an article of clothing or a pair of shoes that cost less than $100, that's tax-free during those 2 days.
He says there's often confusion about what is and isn't covered during the holiday.
There's a lot of items that people wonder sometimes, is that considered clothing? For instance, a work uniform would be considered clothing, but a shoulder pads for your son's football team would not be considered clothing.
There is an online resource that should clear up all the questions.
If your listeners go to tax.iowa.gov and look for the bright shopping bags, that webpage has a lot of information as well as a big list that says what is tax exempt and what is taxable.
Decorah Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Christina Wiltchen says this holiday is particularly important for communities on Iowa's northern border.
Anytime you can give retail stores an incentive or the customer an incentive to stay local to do their shopping, that's obviously always a huge benefit, especially with our proximity to Minnesota. who is always tax-free on their clothing.
Iowa's sales tax holiday began at 12:01 a.m. today and ends at 11:59 p.m. Saturday. In our funeral announcements, Betty Jean Merriman, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Spurgeon Manor in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Betty Jean Merriman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Graveside services for Lou and Willis Merritt of Atlantic and previously of Griswold will be tomorrow at 1:30 in the Griswold Cemetery. Reekin Dune Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements for Lou and Willis Merritt. Donald Jensen, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Jensen will be held Monday at 10:30 in the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Hansen Knudsen, age 91, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lorraine Hansen Knudsen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Joanne Wyrick, of age 86 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Joanne Wyrick will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helene Crowell, age 89, of Linden, died Tuesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Helene Crowell will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Troy Gerard Smith, age 47, of Harlan, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Troy Smith will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died July 28th in Harlan. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.